feel. Tell me love is real. Mm-hmm. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you.
Words of Love was done by the Beatles. That's one of my favorites by them. You know, from one thing to another, for a while back there, well, it was toward the end of 1971 when we were, you know, first started playing the long version of American Pie, and people were trying to find out exactly what the song was all about. And we got talking about it one morning here on the Morning Mayor Show, and the fact that as far as Don McLean was concerned, you know, Buddy Holly was his idol. People at that time had idols like Elvis Presley and, you know, Jan and Dean or whatever, but his idol was Buddy Holly, and as far as he was concerned, the day Buddy Holly was killed was the day that the music died. And I had some people call up and say, "Who's Buddy Holly?" You know, and I suddenly realized, wow, that was like 1959, you know, what, 12 years ago at the time that that Buddy Holly was killed, 13 years now. And you know, there's some people who never heard of Buddy Holly or what he is. Well, Buddy Holly is a guy who was a big star back in the late 50s before he was killed in 1959 in a plane crash. And he influenced a lot of people with his music, particularly people in England. And he influenced the Rolling Stones. Their first release was a song that Buddy Holly had out in this country called Not Fade Away. That was the Rolling Stones' first big hit record. And the Hollies, of course, named themselves after Buddy Holly. And this particular song we just played, Words of Love by the Beatles, was written by Buddy Holly. So you can see the influence he had. 9:45, it's 9:45 on the Beatles Generation with Harve Warren Company from WPGC number one.
Mr. Moon!
The next obvious step to further the Beatle image was to move from the world of wax to the world of celluloid and the medium of motion pictures.
So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel
the initial announcement that the Beatles were going to make a motion picture aroused immediate and predictable enthusiasm from fans. But Beatle critics also welcomed the news with a cynical hope that exposure on film would expose the Beatles as entertainment world freaks, long on hair but short on talent. Beatle enemies also smirked in anticipation of the poison pen treatment, which they forecast would come from America's hard-nosed motion picture critics. Described officially as a low-budget film with little or no storyline, it was given all the publicity treatment of a major spectacular. Interviews were granted. The Beatles said they had fun, didn't act. John Lennon even admitted that they couldn't act.
Are you satisfied with the finished product?
Well, it's as good as anybody that makes a film who can't act, you know.
Newspaper and magazine critics held their pens at ready. Previews were held, and so were breaths. Then, surprise! The most competent viewers hailed the Beatles' first motion picture as a smash hit. They were compared to the Marx Brothers and encouraged to do it again. Amazed readers, preconditioned to knock the movie, now made plans to see it. In England, Beatle manager Brian Epstein casually looked up from a master plan of a future Beatle tour to announce that the movie would break every existing motion picture box office record. The Beatles, as usual, they were just busy being Beatles.
Ringo, John, Paul, George. Ringo, John, Paul, George.
All together now.
Ringo, John, Paul, George.
By Jove, they've got the picture.
An estimated 100 million Americans have already seen the Beatles on television or at their neighborhood theaters. Hundreds of thousands more have seen the Beatles in person. And that's just one country and a Beatle marketplace which knows no limits. This is only the beginning. For almost everything the Beatles now do sets a new entertainment record.
I give her all my love.
that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything.
The Beatles Generation. The early years, 1962 through 1965.
So refreshing to hear. I haven't heard them in a long time. It's almost like new music or something. The Beatles, What You Doing? It's 6 before 10 o'clock at WPGC number 1. Harve Bourne Company.
If you missed it before.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? Say you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth, how is love real? But well, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Rock on, George, one time for me. Saturday night, Sunday morning, you don't look right. You've been out painting the sound. Uh-huh, baby, been stepping around. Uh-huh, well, honey, don't. I said, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. I'll rock on George Baringo one time. Will when you won't, honey, don't.